Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Good morning, saints of God. Welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. Happy resurrection to all of you in our listening audience today. Somebody just give God a great big hallelujah praise for the sacrifice and the resurrection of his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father, we glorify you. We give him honor today, thanks to God. So I'm blessed to have you in the listening audience with us again on this day. For all of you who have already received Jesus Christ into your life, then you should really give God a praise for your freedom today, for the fact that you've been released, that you've been redeemed. Hallelujah. And so we thank God today that we're going to be talking from the subject of it is finished, a new work has begun. And so, again, we're blessed to have all of you in our listening audience today. We're so thankful for all the members of Christ Universal Church, that community of believers, that royal priesthood that is gathering in small groups all around the world today for teaching, prayer, breaking bread, and fellowship. And wherever we gather, two or three gather in his name, we know that Jesus Christ is in the midst of us. So his work is continuing even to this day. Thanks to God, we're going to be looking at some scriptures today that's going to talk about the fact that he has finished his work on the cross, but he has just begun his work on the throne. Yes, the moment he died is the moment he became alive again. And because he died, our sins were washed away. And because he lived, we have the victory, thanks to God. And so we're going to look at some scriptures today that's going to talk to us about that, and I pray that you'll be encouraged, and I pray that you will see how the continuation of Christ's work is manifested in and through us. We're going to see in our text today that Jesus Christ came to reveal God to us, and when he died and rose again, he wants to reveal Christ through us. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise today. I'm going to say that again. When Jesus was on the earth, he revealed God to us. But now that he has left the earth, he wants to reveal God through us. And this is the new work that began on the day that Jesus rose from the dead. I praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to be following along with me today, we're going to be looking at the book of St. John, chapter 19, verse 30. We're going to use that as a foundational text for our message this week, and I'll have several other portions of scripture to share with you that would encourage us as we continue to allow Christ, the risen Christ, to finish his work through us. So John chapter 19, verse 30, and I'm reading from the NIV. Praise the Lord. And we'll see where it says, it's back up to verse 29. It says, later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. Verse 29, a jar of wine, vinegar, was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. And with that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we glorify you on this day and every day, for every day is a day of thanksgiving. And we give thanks today, Father God, for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. We give thanks today for the shedding of his blood. We give thanks today for his resurrection. We give thanks today that he is now seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. For that, Father, we give thanks today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for every person who's listening to the sound and hearing my voice today. I thank you for their health. I thank you for their wealth and their salvation. I pray that your spirit, oh God, will come alive in them as Jesus is alive today. May you quicken our spirit, oh God. May you renew a right spirit within each and every one of us on this day, oh God. Let your word go forth. Let your living word be manifested in us, to us, and through us. And we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor, for you have finished every work that needed to be done on our behalf. And you have begun a new work in us, oh God. Let your work be completed in our lives. And we thank you in advance for that now, for healing, for provision, and for salvation, for it is finished. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord, saints of God. Come on, saints. Give God a praise this day, for every day is a day of thanksgiving, and today is another one of these days of thanksgiving. So we thank God for the opportunity we have to be a witness in this earth, and that's a part of what this new work that began on the day of his resurrection is all about, that we're going to talk about today. So we see in John chapter 19 where the writer gives a depiction of the death of Jesus. And we saw in verse 30 where it says, when he had received the drink of the vinegar with hyssop, Jesus said, "It is finished." Now, what I want to talk with you about today briefly is, what is it that was finished when Jesus said that? He said, "It," someone said to me, it is finished. And we're going to talk about what it is that was finished on this day when Jesus proclaimed these words out of his mouth. And if some of you already know where this story is going, you ought to be thanking God and praising God that whatever it is, whatever it is that was against you, whatever it is that somebody said about you or saying about you, whatever it is that the doctor says, whatever it is that your lawyer says, whatever it is, you ought to get excited today, saints, for it is finished. It was finished on Calvary. And when one thing is finished, that means a new thing can begin. And that's what we're going to see as we visit some scriptures of the text today. We want you to know that when Jesus says it is finished, it was almost likened to the construction of a building. Jesus had finished laying the foundation with his life. And this is why you'll see in text where some of the disciples and apostles wrote that there's no other foundation that we can lay than the one that has already been laid by Christ Jesus our Lord. But how many of you know that the foundation is not the completion of a building? Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. And so Jesus, on this day, he said, "I've laid the foundation for salvation." Jesus had laid the foundation for healing, for provision, for signs, wonders, and miracles. Jesus was saying, "It is finished, for I have laid the foundation for the coming kingdom of God." Oh, but I'm glad that the building is not finished yet, thanks to God, because there are still others who Christ is calling. There's still others today that Christ wants to reach. He wants this gospel message of what the salvation of Jesus Christ means in their life. And today I pray that you allow Christ Jesus to continue his work through you. Hallelujah. Somebody said, "Lord Jesus, complete your work through me." Hallelujah. Saints of God. And we're going to take a look now. If you can take notes with me, make note of the book of Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. In fact, if you look at the entire book of Acts, you'll see Jesus continuing his work through his disciples. And I pray today that some of you, if you have not already yielded yourself to the work that Christ wants to do through you, if you have not yet yielded yourself to allowing Jesus to reveal himself to the world through you, yes, saints, if he's revealed himself to you, the new work that he wants to begin is to reveal himself through you to others. Somebody give God praise. So even though Christ's work of the cross was finished, hallelujah, he finished the foundation to the building which is called the body of Christ or the church. For Christ says early in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, that, and upon this rock, oh, shout out about that. He said this in response to the question that he asked his early disciples when he asked them why he was still alive. He says, who do you say that I am? And then the early disciples, they said, some people say that you're John the Baptist. Some say that you're Elijah or one of the prophets. But Jesus asked them personally, and I want to ask you personally today, thanks to God. Who do you say that Jesus is? And in response, Peter says, for thou art the Christ, you are the Son of the living God. Somebody said the Son of the living God. And then Jesus said to Peter, for flesh and blood has not revealed that to you, but my Father, which is in heaven, has revealed this to you. So this was a discourse that Jesus had while he was still alive, and I'm sure that the early disciples really didn't get it. But after this resurrection, I believe they remembered what Jesus said next, was that, and upon this rock, upon the declaration that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God, somebody said the living God. This is why Jesus Christ had to be resurrected from the dead, for he is the Son of the living God. And because he's alive, he says, I still have work that needs to be finished. I have other work that I need to begin. Now that I've completed paid the ransom, now I have to give the freedom that the ransom paid for to all of those who are still held captive. For those who are still brokenhearted. Jesus says, I still have work to complete in their lives. And so this is a very exciting thing of what we call Easter celebrate, saints of God. This is a brand new day for somebody who can receive this message. But some people will not receive this message unless we yield ourselves, saints of God. Another scripture says that shall Christ bear the cross alone and all the world go free? For there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for you, and there's a cross for me. Saints of God, somebody say a new work has begun. Yes, yes, yes. I pray today that we don't just celebrate the religious holidays, but that we actually embrace a relationship with the one that the holiday is about. Hallelujah. Not just about celebrating a day. This is about celebrating the Savior. Hallelujah. And how many of you know that Jesus is not just the Savior on Easter? He's the Savior the day after Easter. He was the Savior before the day of Easter. He'll be Savior next week. He'll be your Savior next month. Hallelujah. Saints of God. For Jesus Christ has already been prophesied way before this event that we're reading about in Scripture today was ever penned on paper. He had been prophesied to be the coming Messiah many, many, many years ago. But on this day, we see that he finished the work of the Messiah. He finished the work on the cross as a suffering Savior, saints of God. And if you look at the book of Acts, we'll see that after Jesus' death and resurrection, his early disciples, once they realized that Christ's work had finished on the cross, but a new work had begun inside of their hearts, And this is what must happen inside of our hearts today if we're truly going to honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Somebody said to me, it is finished. So we see here in verse 30 of Acts chapter 13, it says this. I need to back up a little bit. Let's back up to verse 27 of Acts 13 where it says, the people of Jerusalem and their rulers did not recognize Jesus, yet in condemning him, they fulfilled the words of the prophets that are read every Sabbath. Though they found no proper ground for a death sentence, they still asked Pilate to have him executed. When they had carried out all that was written about him, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb. Verse 30 says, somebody give God praise. But God raised him from the dead. And for many days he was seen by those who had traveled with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, and they are now his witnesses to our people. See, saints of God, here you see that when Jesus died on the cross, that the work of redemption, the work of salvation, the ransom had been paid in full. But now we see these early disciples, and I pray, hallelujah, I pray today because many people are celebrating with an Easter bunny and Easter egg today. That means they have missed the point of the story. I pray today that if you're listening to my voice, that the Spirit of God will quicken your spirit today to help you realize that that was just the foundation of the building, thanks to God, that was finished when Jesus died. But now the new work, hallelujah, somebody say the new work of Christ has begun in the lives of those who have received and believe upon him. It says again in Acts chapter 30, verse 13, verse 30, it says, but God raised Jesus from the dead, and for many days he was seen by those who had traveled with him, and they are now his witnesses. Thanks to God, this is you and I. This is who you and I should be. We should be the new work. We should be the Christ in this world. Each and every one of us ought to be a Christ in this world. For each and every one of us have been anointed with power. If you look back in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, where it was prophesied that after you receive the Holy Ghost to come upon you, you shall receive power to be my witnesses. Who shall receive the power, saints of God? Scripture says that each and every one of us would receive the power to be his witnesses. And we see here in Acts chapter 13 that it is happening. Let me take you to two more scriptures and I'll get into a little bit of the exhortation on this week's message. Somebody say, it is finished and a new work has begun. Make note now of 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Praise the Lord. I'm excited about this, saints of God, because this will get you out of the same place of just going through the motions of life. This will get you out of just being in a static position, that you'll be moving and flowing in the power of God's Spirit if you can receive this message today. For even though Christ's work on the cross was finished, it was just a new beginning of his work from the throne. Someone say that with me. The work of the cross is finished, but the cross, the work of the throne is continuing even to this day. This is why the scripture says, for I, Jesus, is seated right now at the right hand of the Father. His work of intercession is continuing for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. And we see it play out in the lives of the early disciples in the book of Acts. Here we see in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6, we're going to see another scripture that speaks to the fact that even though Christ's work on the cross was finished, it was just the beginning of a new work from the throne. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6, it reads this. Hallelujah. Let's back up to verse 3. It says, this is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Jesus Christ. Verse 6, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time. Hallelujah, thanks to God. So we see again that the writer of the book of Acts and here in the book of 1 Timothy, that it says the work of the cross has been finished because he gave himself as a ransom, hallelujah. Now, a ransom is only necessary in order to release somebody from captivity. That means that somebody or something had kidnapped that which needed to be ransomed and was holding it against its will in bondage, in captivity. Thanks to God. The persons that were held in captivity were you and I. We were held captive to sin and the power of sin. We were held captive to sickness, disease, and death. We were held captive to confusion and misery. But Jesus, hallelujah, somebody ought to give God praise. Oh, when Jesus said, "It is finished," he was thinking about all of us. He was thinking about all of our pain, all of our suffering, all of our misery. He was thinking about all of our heartache. He was thinking about the great debt that we owed that we could not repay. On that day when Jesus said, "It is finished," he was thinking about you and I, thanks to God. But he had another plan in mind for us, that once he suffered and died, he knew that once he took up his life, that he will be then able to give us new life, a new and abundant life. For he says in John 10:10, "For the thief comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But I have come that you," hallelujah, hallelujah, somebody. This is what Jesus was thinking about on the cross, I believe, when he cried out these words, "It is finished." He was thinking about the abundant life that he had came to give us, not just life, but life to the full. Somebody ought to give God praise. So if you're living beneath the fullness of God, if you're living beneath the abundance of God, his love, his joy, his peace, his goodness, his kindness, his meekness, his faithfulness, his self-control, if you're living beneath the standard of God, I want you to realize today that your bondage is over, for Jesus has already paid the price. It is finished. You can tell misery and trouble and confusion and pain that it is finished today in your life and that God has begun a new work in me. Someone say, "Jesus began a new work in me." Hallelujah. So we see the writer of 1 Timothy says, "For Jesus gave himself as a ransom for all people," that is for every kindred, tongue, tribe, or nation. He gave himself for people in Arab countries, Muslim countries, what's called Christian countries. He gave himself for those in communist countries. He gave himself for those who say they are atheists. Jesus paid the ransom for all people. Hallelujah. And that's the good news of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, thanks to God. I got one more scripture I want to give you from the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 28. I want you to take a look at this scripture, thanks to God, and I want you to meditate upon these words. I want you to allow these words to take root in your heart, because this is not about celebrating a day. This is about celebrating a Savior. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. Matthew chapter 26, verse number 28. Oh, glory, I'm excited about what Jesus has done. It says in verse 26, it's back up, Matthew 26, verse 26, it says, "While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body. Verse 27, then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. So when Jesus was dying on the cross, when he uttered the words that we read in John 19 and 30, when he says, it is finished, and the scripture said he gave up his spirit, he was thinking about these things that he had did in the earth for us. He was thinking about what his death would mean for us. He says, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, or the new agreement, or the new work I'm about to begin in you. Hallelujah. It is poured out. My blood is going to be poured out, just as the liquid from this cup is being poured out. It's going to be poured out for the remission of your sins. And you will be set free. You will then be able to be a vessel for me to flow through, to continue my work through you. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus finished it on the cross for me. Are you excited about it today, thanks to God? Are you excited about the fact that when Jesus says, glory, it is finished, that he paid your penalty, he paid your ransom. And so since this is the case for us, thanks to God, when Jesus Christ ascended, he set us loose. Hallelujah. He was the incarnate God. He was God in the flesh. But then now he says, I will not leave you comfortless, for I'm going to send another comforter to you, which is the power of the Holy Spirit. And through the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in you, I'm going to complete the work that I started. Yes, the foundation has been laid for all of those who have their faith in me, but I'm going to complete a building, and you're going to be a part of this building. So we see as we look through John 19 again, we'll see that after Jesus died, we know that he was buried. And after Jesus was buried, on the third day, he rose again. And the first person that saw Jesus after his resurrection from the dead was a woman named Mary. And so when Jesus appeared to her, he says, basically, a new work has to begin. A new work has to begin. In verse 20 of John, it says, early on the first day of the week, while he was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb, and she saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So if Jesus meant that it was finished, that he had no more work to do, then the stone would have still been in place. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. The fact that the stone was moved tell me that Jesus was already at work, beginning a new work to liberate you and me from the penalty of sin that he had paid the price for. Somebody ought to give God praise today. So the stone had been rolled away. And she told Mary in verse 11, as she stood outside crying, the angel said, why are you crying? And she said, they have taken my Lord, and I don't know where he is. And they said, woman, he is not here. Remember what he said. Hallelujah. And while she was still crying, Jesus said to her in verse 16, Mary, and she said, teacher. And then Jesus said, do not hold me, because I got some work to do. Verse 17, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But here's the work that needs to continue. He says, go instead to my brothers and tell them that I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. Hallelujah. This is the new work that Jesus has begun over 2,000 years ago, from the cross of Calvary to the throne of God. Oh, thanks to God today. I pray that if you have not already done so, that you will yield yourself to Christ Jesus afresh. That you will say, Lord Jesus, you have revealed God to me. Now I pray that you will reveal God through me to those who may not know you. And I give you praise, I give you glory and honor even now. I thank you that you finished your work on the cross and that you began a new work in me. In Jesus' name, it is finished, and a new work has begun. Praise the Lord. Amen.